Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with, let's see, who have I got? Brenda Titus. And you know what? I'm so excited to have her here today because she's got an excellent topic. What's the topic?
Ooh, today we are focusing on, as I call it, keep calm and carry on. We're going to talk today about anxiety. Is it easier said than done to move on and not live in such a fear-based society that we are living in these days?
Awesome. Hey, if you guys are watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com right now because on CalBanyan.com, we have additional text, links, graphics that just makes each one of these videos, I think, just a little bit richer and better for you. Plus, we have 400 other hypnosis training videos for you, so it's just the place to go. All right, let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda is absolutely awesomeonious. As you can tell just by listening to her, the enthusiasm, the excitement for the profession, the excitement for helping others is there. She worked for years in a totally different environment doing rape crisis intervention, and then we got her to switch over to the happy world of hypnotists. And you know, she's got a good strong background. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, master's degree in criminology, and if there was such thing as a hypnocop, she'd be my favorite one. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me. I am pleased to be here with Cal Banyan, the authority in hypnosis that works. Cal brings us years and years of these weekly podcasts where we're giving you golden nuggets of information to help you get out there and really be the best of the best in the profession. And Cal is one of the trainers of the best of the best of the profession. He brings his 5-path hypnotherapy, 7-path self-hypnosis. He has books on hypnotherapy and hypnosis, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, which is just such an incredible help to so many clients. And I think we're probably going to tackle some feelings today as we're talking about anxiety. And Cal, like I said, he brings everybody together between our hypno space, bringing his students together to really be leaders and movers and shakers in the profession. And so I'm very pleased to be here today and pick his brain about a very important topic. Should I go ahead and get started?
Yes. Do you have your brain picker out?
Ready to go? My brain picker is out.
All right.
Ready to go.
Let's rock.
I really want to talk about anxiety today, Cal, because I'm afraid it is everywhere. And I've talked to quite a few of my hypno friends out there that have mentioned they've seen quite a few anxiety clients. And I, of course, have myself. It's very much a common theme, whether people come to me and they start with that word or that's where we're moving as they start talking about feeling anxious and fearful. And so we had a recent question on our Hypnosis, Etc. Podcast Facebook page from Donna Bloom, and I loved how she said it. She said, "Cal, what is up with this epidemic of anxiety plaguing our society?" She said, "The last time I checked, most of us are not being chased by a tiger." So I mentioned this to you yesterday, Cal, and you had such great insights about anxiety and fear. So I really wanted to take some time to talk about what is going on with all of this fear in our society, Cal.
Okay, so like I say in my book, The Secret Language of Feelings, all feelings are good when they're based in reality. But the problem is, there's a lot of different problems actually that causes us unnecessary anxiety. Now, another thing I want you to understand is anxiety is fear felt in the body. That's what fear feels like. Fear is the emotion. Anxiety is what it feels like in your body. So there's all kinds of reasons why you could be going around with good fear or useless fear. Now, good fear is there for a very good reason when it's based in reality. So you do kind of a reality check. You say, okay, fear comes from the thought or the perception, something bad is going to happen. You know, someone's going to get hurt, whatever it is, something bad is going to happen. And that automatically creates fear in the brain and anxiety in the body. You do a reality check and say, is there really something bad going to happen? Sometimes just taking that momentary time to be responsive to the emotion instead of reactive to the emotion can cause a lot of settling down. For example, as was mentioned, is there really like a tiger chasing me? Am I really, really about to lose my house, spouse, whatever it is that you're worried about, my job, my reputation, whatever it is? And sometimes just taking that moment, you go, wait a minute, that thought is just so out of line of reality, and the fear instantly goes away. Or you will look at it and maybe you will say, you know, it's not as bad as I first thought. And the fear will go down and the anxiety felt in the body will go down. But one of the more problematic things is, you see, if the fear is based in reality, then it's actionable. You can do A, B, C, D to prepare, to avoid, to make yourself more secure, to get help, whatever it is. That's what fear is for. Fear is there to motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to make yourself safe and secure, or the people or that you care about, or the property you care about, safe and secure. Like right now, we're in California and the northern Pacific coast, Oregon, Washington, we're getting a whole bunch of storms. And there's some people that are very fearful. And some of those people, the fear is based in reality. Maybe their house flooded last year, or you know, there was a fire that burnt up the mountainside, and now there's no trees and bushes to hold the mud in place. So that's based in reality. That fear is good. That fear gets you to move or fill the sandbags or whatever you need to do. The harmful fear and harmful anxiety, you see, is this chronic anxiety or fear that is not actionable. You see, the actionable based in reality fear tends to be episodic. It comes and it goes. It comes, we deal with it, it passes, we recover from it mentally, physically, emotionally. But this chronic kind of unrealistic fear, it might be a fear that was started as a child, that you know, something happened that made you think like you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. This kind of thing can leave you in this perpetual state of fear, which is extremely unhealthy. This constant stress can cause skin problems, digestive problems, hypertension, all these kinds of things. And so with 5-path and 7-path, we can go in and help eliminate that. The other culprit is there is actually this multi-billion dollar industry out there that is designed to make you feel fearful. It might be a politician giving you worst case scenarios. It could be a mouthwash commercial that's trying to make you feel insecure about your breath. It could be a show that uses very, 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 very slim models. And then they say that if you don't fit this model outline, then there's something wrong with you. And so there's all these commercials that constantly are designed to make you feel anxious, worried, insecure. And so again, you need to do that reality check. And if you have anything of the past that they're triggering, you really gotta go see a good hypnotist like Brenda. How you doing, Brenda?
Wonderful. I was scrambling, taking notes because this will help me with a client that I'm working with right now. So I do really appreciate that. And, you know, I think one of the things that is so important for us to talk about is that the media angle is that we are definitely sold a 24/7 state of anxiety, state of fear. You know, it started, I especially noticed it back, you know, after September 11th, that, you know, that, you know, stages of alert and things like that, or every time I'd hear breaking news, and it was like, you know, and that took a lot to recover from. In fact, I think many of us still have that. And now there is another interesting phenomenon that I really notice where I see clients get very fear-based based and very anxiety based beyond, you know, news and the traditional media, and that is social media, Cal. Oh my gosh. And just actually I see that every once in a while for myself where, you know, it can just, you know, you're just flooded with all of this information and people's issues, people's problems, people's happiness, and then I don't feel so happy and all that stuff. And that's, you know, I experience that just for me, and I'm, you know, normally pretty healthy and things like that. Don't have a lot of anxieties and fears per se. But I see that sometimes with my clients or different people that I talk to, that, you know, constant stream that they're comparing themselves to other people, feeling not good enough, and the anxiety just goes through the roof. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, you know, and that's right. It's like I was talking about with if they have that insecurity, one of the things we got to do is we've got, this is what I would, just to get kind of technical here, is in the session, I take them into somnambulism, doing age regression. I would get in touch with that emotion, and then I would time tunnel, find out where they're feeling in their body, take them, turn that into a tunnel, follow it back to an earlier time, recent time, that they felt this way. And I'm going to find out something very important. Is that feeling familiar or new? Because if it's new, it could just be, you know, now, you know, I'm sure when the 9/11 attack happened, there were a lot of people feeling an insecurity that was new. That was a big change in the world. But then if it was familiar, then we know that that event is triggering an insecurity from the past. So this the Fab Five, the five questions that must be asked in every event that we regress someone to: what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, is it familiar or new, and how old are you? These five questions reveal so much about what we're doing with the client. How's that?
Exactly. So important. And you know, Cal, I have another very important question that I want to ask you about anxiety on behalf of everybody, because, you know, you and I talked about it and we said, well, you know, fear, it's the, you know, the feeling is fear, but anxiety is what's the literal, you know,
the emotion is fear, and the feeling is anxiety.
Exactly. The emotion is fear. The feeling, the physical feeling, is anxiety. However, anxiety is also a medical term, Cal, is that right?
Right. And I think that if you're just being really careful that you're not talking about diagnosing someone with anxiety, the word anxiety existed, you know, for a long, long time. You're not diagnosing someone with some kind of emotional disorder. We're very careful about talking about, you know, that the emotion is fear and the anxiety is what we feel in the body. And so I don't see a real problem with that unless you're, you know, you start talking in diagnostic terms or labeling terms of you having, we don't say, you know, you have an anxiety disorder. We say you're feeling anxious, right? And we're talking about the anxiety, but they say, yeah, I'm feeling anxious. The clients don't come in and say, I'm feeling anxiety quite as often as they would say, I'm feeling really anxious or nervous about this. And nervous is the same thing as anxiety.
That helps a lot, Cal, because, you know, like I said, actually I see people all the time and they'll come and, you know, they're not seeing a psychiatrist for these things. They're not seeing a doctor in any way. And then they'll throw out that word anxiety. And I do kind of have a moment of, oh my gosh, do I need a medical referral? You know, where are we at? And I'm not, you know, I'm very familiar with those feelings of nervousness and anxiety, but that they're not necessarily clinical depression, you know, or clinical anxiety. So I think that that helps a lot, always being very clear about what our capacity is. And now the truth is that sometimes we may realize, Cal, that we see someone and maybe they're just here, you know, not just, I apologize, they're here for nail biting or a too much behavior that maybe didn't initially need a medical referral. But we also need to be aware that sometimes actually they may bring up a level of anxiety that could be beyond the scope of hypnosis. And so what do you suggest in a situation like that, Cal?
If you've got someone who, you know, is appears to just not be mentally healthy, we deal with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. It's normal to be anxious about things or to be nervous about things. You've got a talk that's coming up and you're worried about it. You're nervous about it. That nervousness can be good if people understand that fear is good when it's based in reality. It motivates them to prepare and to avoid maybe mistakes they've made in the past and that kind of thing. So if you're working in an environment, it changes from state to state, region to region, where, you know, anxiety is like an iffy word. Just as you're talking to them, reframe it, or not reframe it, rename it. Say, okay, yeah, I understand you're very nervous about this. And just keep using the word nervous, and they'll eventually switch over to using that vocabulary too. But if you think somebody is, you know, beyond your skills, then you should always work on a referral basis with someone. Either if it's just a matter of skill level and confidence level, you might want to send them to a more confident and competent hypnotist. Or if they are in that area of you're thinking, this person really needs some psychological help for sure, ask them to get a psychological evaluation just to be on the safe side. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You know, there's so often where, you know, actually one of the interesting things that I see is there are so many people who will come to me with fears, or they'll say, you know, anxiety, and boom, you know, we knock things out in age regression, and they have huge shifts that are happening very quickly, and we can see it, and we can see improvement and what have you. But it's always important to take note when you're not seeing progress, especially when you're dealing with somebody who is saying things like anxiety and fear and things like that. Every once in a while, you're going to realize in the midst of it, wow, this actually is beyond the scope of what I'm able to do. And it's important to be self-aware about those things and be prepared to refer out or potentially, you know, have them get a mental health evaluation to be sure that it's appropriate for you to continue doing that work. So just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, you know, because like I said, there are, you know, fear, I believe sometimes fear is healthy and good and normal, and sometimes based in, you know, misunderstanding, misperception, sometimes there's a little bit more going on. So we definitely need to be aware of those things. So thank you so much, Cal, for being able to talk about anxiety. Hoping for an anxiety-free new year, but I definitely want all of my hypno friends out there to be prepared to deal with people who are dealing with normal everyday fears and know that, you know, they don't have to last forever. When we understand them, or we, you know, take action on them, then we can overcome them. So that's what I have to share today as we wrap it up. I look forward to seeing you all out on our HypnoSpace at the Hypnotist Lounge. And I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis. And I look forward to seeing you all next time I'm here. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, Brenda. And I got a news announcement. Did it. Hey, guess what? Brenda just agreed to take over the group in our HypnoSpace, and she's going to be the Hypnotist Lounge concierge or bartender or whatever you need her to be, because she's taking over that group, and I think it's just going to be a better place with her in there, keeping the conversation going, keeping things light and very social. All right, I want to see you guys in class. And I know you could be watching this video a year from now, 2 years from now, so you can always just check out our schedule here on the site, calbanyan.com. And then, but if you're watching it as it just comes out, I want to let you know that we've got the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course coming up on March 2nd through the 13th with the weekend off right in the middle. And you know what? It's a great time to be in California, especially if you're from a cooler place. Come out here. It's going to be nice in March. You can go to Disneyland, check out the beach and all that kind of stuff. Also, we got the Week of Power, May 3rd through the 9th. And that's for you guys who are already certified. We don't spend nearly as much time on the basics. Just make sure everybody's on the same page. Then we get right into 5-path, 7-path, advanced techniques, instant inductions, and all that kind of stuff. All right, that's it. So glad to have you. Happy New Year. Let's do great things together. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.